Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we extract the teachings of the Quran with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you guys for joining us.
Don't forget to pray for us, even on these last days, which is our final chances to make use of Ramadan.
Inshallah.
So we're on chapter 80 of the Quran. Let's listen to a few verses from verse 24 onwards, and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه.
Then let mankind look at his food.
أنا صببنا الماء صبا.
How we poured down water in torrents.
ثم شققنا الأرض شقا.
Then we broke open the earth, splitting it with sprouts.
فأنبت
and caused to grow within it grain and grapes and herbage and olive and palm trees
وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا
and gardens of dense shrubbery
وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا
and fruit and grass
مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ
as enjoyment for you and your grazing livestock.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 24 onwards from chapter 80 of the Quran. So the first few verses, actually from verses 24 to verse 32, are all talking about our food and sustenance. It begins by saying, so let man consider his food.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering human beings either to observe and ponder upon the food that they eat to understand the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened upon them, or as in the saying of Imam Baqir alayhi salam that has been narrated in Al-Ikhtisas by Shaykh Al-Mufid and available in Al-Kafi by Shaykh Al-Kulayni, it means that here the meaning of ta'am or food in this is knowledge. So let human beings observe where they get their knowledge from. And me personally, I think that for the second, the one in the saying, of course, is very deep. It's very deep that human beings should pay attention from where they get their knowledge. They should know what to censor and where to censor and what to gain, what to get, from who to listen. Because gaining knowledge is very important. It's pretty much the, let's say, the primary base, not only a base, but a primary base of true belief. And when you get that true belief, you gain, you know, the actions, you gain how to do the worships correctly. After that, you get the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important where you get your knowledge from. Don't take it from alif or ba or from A and B, but rather take it from a divine place. That's something to pay attention to. Yeah, somewhere that has true knowledge. You know, don't take it from this theory or this person that has, you know, that could be wrong. Or don't even try your own brain because it might be wrong. And rather take the knowledge and that true knowledge from its true sources. Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Okay, thank you. Let's take a short break now. After the break, we're going to be talking about the next part of this chapter, which goes into the Day of Judgment. This is iRabi English Radio, Work or on Quest. Don't go away.
Ramadan, ya Habib, Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb, laytaka dawman qareeb.
You're back on iRabi English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are studying verses 24 onwards from chapter 80 of the Quran. From verse 33 onwards, the Quran starts to talk about the Day of Judgment. It describes it as, so when the piercing cry does come, the day when a man will flee from his brother and his mother and his father and his spouse and his children, for every man that day, his affair shall suffice him. It invokes a lot of fear in us. Can you please explain about that?
Yes, here it's talking about the Day of Judgment, of course.
Beginning, it's just about to begin the Day of Judgment.
Actually, we'll talk about that. We'll say it right now. That at the end of the day, there's going to be, you know, shafa'ah, or the concept of intercession. Intercession is not only for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or for the Imam alayhi wa sallam, but it's also for believers. People like you, Hussein, good people like you, you know, could do intercession for people like me who are wicked and evil. It's always and forever on that day that everyone is running away from each other and they're trying to run away. But rather, it's during specific moments of Day of Judgment where there are, you know, moments where you just forget about everything. You know, we have it in our daily lives. We get so intact with our jobs, with our problems, that we forget about our neighbors, we forget about our friends, we reach to a point where we forget about our children. We're working to get money so we could eat and our children as well can eat. But it reaches to a point where we work so hard and work so much, we forget the goal. And we forget our children, we forget ourselves in various manners. So that happens in our daily life. So how about the Day of Judgment, where the fear is striking, where every small and every big that you committed, that people know about, that people don't know about, your intentions, the secrets that you have, all of them are going to be what? Shown upon to the people and people that creation from Adam and onwards. So it's a very fearful day. It's a day where you see hell with your own eyes. It's a day where you see heaven with your own eyes. It's the day where you truly understand with your own eyes, Maliki Yawm al-Din, the guardian or the ruler on the Day of Judgment. You understand that meaning. And that is why here it's called As-Sakha, the cry, where people are in cry. And usually when people cry and scream, it's usually when they're in fear or there's something big that is happening. And that is why people forget. And we also have sayings that claim that it's not everyone. There are specific kinds of people that are running away. For example, the son that runs away from the father, the son of Noah, of Nuh, Nabi Allah Nuh. He is the one that runs away from his father during that day. And for example, the person that runs away from his brother is Qabil and Habil. Qabil runs away from Habil because he killed him on that day. So it's pretty much pointing out to specific kinds of people who have done sins to their family members. On that day, they will be, you know, in fear. That's pretty much pointing out to the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. And any way you look at it, it really points out to this factor. That on the Day of Judgment, there will be fear. And that one will be kind of, you know, preoccupied with his own self. And really, when you think about that, it should drive you to preoccupy right now about yourself and try to forget anything that is a distraction on your path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's also a day when human beings are utterly helpless. Like you said, you will see with your own eyes the true meaning of Maliki Yawm al-Din. No more strings to pull, no more friends who can get you away from responsibility. And the day that you know that you will be held accountable for every mistake you did. And also for the good people, I think they will be regretting every chance they lost to become better people.
Yes.
There will be... It's a day when everyone is in regret, really, if you think about it. Let's take a break and we'll come back to the last part of this chapter. Don't go away. You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on the last few verses of chapter 80 of the Quran. It gave a very, very good introduction about how the Day of Judgment would start. And then it says, the verses say from verse, and I'm reading verse 38 here, faces that day shall be shining, radiant, laughing, joyous. And faces that day shall be covered with dust, overspread with darkness. Those, they are the disbelievers, the profligates.
Yeah, so the result on that day, after that fear that happens and that fear that we have, of course, every human being on that day has fear. Every human being has that regret that we talked about, right? But at the end of the day, of that day, we will see there's a time where the believers will be happy, and that the...
They will see that it was worth it.
They're joyous. They're happy. It was worth it. Their rights have returned to them. And also, on that day, you will see the continuous regret and the continuous gloom and the continuous dust. And of course, عليها غبرة, meaning.
Woo, right? Onto you.
Yeah, it has like that woo, that gloominess. You know, in Arabic we have it. We have it, that mudded person. Mm-hmm. Right? In the Lebanese accent. طيان, in the Iraqi term, right? Where they cover themselves in mud. And that's usually because they're in disaster and distress. They're in a problem. They're in a catastrophe. Truly is a catastrophe. What greater catastrophe than that? On the day of judgment, you are ready to be punished. The time has come where you ate the wealth of the orphans and you ate fire in your stomach and that you stole and you did this and you did that and you put out oppression for human beings. And now on the day of judgment has come for your judgment and it has come for your punishment. What gloomy day. What kind of gloomy day. On the other hand, the people that were, you know, oppressed in this world and that were unable to exit this oppression, because if you're able to exit oppression, it's an obligation to exit oppression. Their day has come where the relief will come, where the rights will come. And it's their day. Their day to be happy. It's their day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise has come.
Thank you very much. I think it's very nice that this chapter ends with the Day of Judgment, because that's where we are going to end, at the Day of Judgment. The chapter started by telling us, teaching us not to turn away from people who we can help, who we can guide, to respect them, not to humiliate them. Went on to reminding us of the phenomenal events that happen at the beginning of the Day of Judgment. And finally reminding us how the situation of the people will be on the Day of Judgment and how this worldly life isn't worth messing up our eternal afterlife. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for being with us. Thanks to our wonderful audience for being with us. It's the final days of Ramadan. I regret the fact that it's finishing, because it is the month of great mercy and a very good chance for us to gain proximity to God subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I ask all of you believers and faithful people out there to pray for me and for all of my colleagues here in IRIB English Radio Quran Quest in these coming days of Ramadan. If you missed this program, don't worry, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.